Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. Hello, Paul Tarkot. Good morning. So, this hour, or maybe like this half hour, just about 40-something minutes this morning, I want us to spend time this morning and talk about, yet again, our mode of transportation, buses and taxis and the such. But of particular focus this morning has to be buses and taxis. Well, we know that they are all, not all, many of them are not well maintained, yada yada yada, you know, tires are terrible. Some of them feel like you should be making a prayer every single time the bus is about to stop or the taxi is about to stop because there are no tires. Like some of you right now are in taxis that literally are being run on slippers, not tires, slippers. That's it. Anywho, but our conversation this hour is about the smells in taxis. So my question is this: when you get into a taxi, does the smell make you calm down, or because of how late you are, or because of necessity, you bear the smell? Now, I ask this question because this is me confessing now. In recent months, I have to have a bath every day, twice, sometimes thrice a day. Now, I did make mention of this a while ago, and I said, oh, well, I will cover the suit, because, you know, when you walk out, you feel it, you wear a mask. I'm wearing a mask right now because I didn't like the sight that was in front of me this morning, you know, cloudy vista all around me. Didn't feel my, and I ran my hand on the windowsill, and yes, true to form, it was black. That's it. That's not what we're talking about. But, you see, you get into taxis, right? And I'm not calling at anybody, so that, you know, they don't say he's attacking. No, but sometimes you get into taxis and then there's a smell. Sometimes it's a terrible smell. Now, there are so many things that can cause the smell. Now, I've been in the taxis where it was obvious that the person who sat down here maybe hadn't had a bath for 4 days. Sometimes you get into a taxi or a bus and you can smell diesel, petroleum products. You know, some people carry the jerrycan in the boot, the trunk of the car, and as the taxi is moving, some of it spills. So when you calm down, you smell more like a grease junkie, a grease monkey, than you would someone who's going to church. So you calm down, even though you've had your cologne on or you put your perfume on, you can have you people walk past you, you just smell like oil. Where did you go? The taxi. But the biggest challenge for those of us who use taxis in Port Harcourt is apparently the smells from other people. So you get into the taxi, sometimes you don't blame them. You see mechanics, you see artisans, maybe a carpenter who's, you know, going from point A to point B. He has to jump into the taxi with you. He has to. He doesn't have a choice. You don't have a choice either. You are not going to pay for the entire car. You probably are on a budget. And so the artisans come in, the mechanic, the vulcanizers, the AC repairers, you name them, carpenters, welders, plumbers, electricians, they jump into the taxis with you and you're moving. And then there is a smell. You know, for example, if it's the mechanic and you see him carrying maybe spare parts, half engine, or he's carrying a shock absorbers, or he's carrying a radiator, you know, his hands are oily, greasy, sticky. But, you know, thanks to the Nigerian situation, all of you are clamped in like sardines, you know, and you cannot do anything about it. Or can you? So these smells, for me, I just go, when I get back home, I have a bath. End of story. Well, that's for me anyway. But I don't know about you. Would you, or have you, literally asked not to enter a taxi or come down because of the smell that the other passenger has? And amongst my friends yesterday, the question was being asked, so do we now have to create a special taxi for mechanics, artisans, and all the market women? Sometimes you enter the taxi, oh my God. Once again, I'm not calling anybody, I'm trying to make fun of anybody. You enter the taxi, you're sat down, the guy takes his hands up, trying to stretch around so that, you know, he can see comfortably. The smell that hits your left face, the left side of your face, you wonder if you're going to make it to the next day. It's you. And unfortunately, most of the people who, in my case, who have sat down beside me, who have had that terrible smell, are usually bigger than I am. They look like they can beat me. And I'm a lover. I am not a fighter. I don't believe in violence. I cannot shout. But the armpit smell, holy Moses. But I call people, what can we do about the smells in our taxis? Into real law, it's a problem. That is the female caller line. Yes, and this smells is not just restricted to the men or women. Smell, taxi driver, smell. The car, smelling. Sometimes you pass someplace, it's like the car, the bus just holds on to the smell. Anybody that enters that vehicle comes down and your lifestyle is forever changed. What's going on? I don't think there's a call for legislation here, but something needs to be done in Port Harcourt. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Yes, 92.3. Good morning. Yes, welcome.
The problem we are having is the conductor. The conductor.
Ah, conductor. They
do very smell. So the police will go for this. Maybe you go for those ones that are not smelling. They will be arresting them.
They will arrest people who are smelling now.
What to do?
It's a very serious matter.
Whoa. Don't arrest people who are smelling. That's... Hey... Did not expect to hear that. Did not expect. We should be arresting people who are smelling now. Wonderful. Okay. All right. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
My name is Ledum. I'm calling from Wobereko Home Town, local government, Pori.
Welcome, Ledum. Look, the cost of materials is so expensive. Soap detergent is not as quality as it used to be. That's why you probably have people having the smells. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank
you for joining us.
Yes, we are living in a civilized. Let me just say that we are in a civilized society today. Mm. I am a weather veteran.
Yes.
In those days, in my field work, you put on your dress, and when you want to go to the mix up with other people, whether in public transport or whatever, you change your dress. Even if you have little perfume, you apply because you are now going in the public space.
Mm.
You don't have to put on that your walking dress, and then you enter into a taxi or a bus. Because those people can't, accommodate you with that kind of dress or whatever. So what I'm trying to say here is that no matter as an artisan or whatever, mechanic or whatever, you have to conduct yourself in a manner that you know you are not the only person. You have you must not have the inconvenient
other people.
Okay. So that should be the right message to send to all other persons. I think it's the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh dear. All right, the last call I did. Wow, you wouldn't have probably figured out from his voice. He used to be a welder, so that's his profession. So, going out, artisans shouldn't, as it were, carry the art, as it were, with them into taxes. Hello, Port Harcourt. Thank you, good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning.
Good morning, welcome, please.
Well, if he asks for a different taxi or transport system, I would say they're already available. We have these taxi-hailing companies. If you are not too comfortable with this, people just book the ride, they will come for you.
Yeah, but not many people can afford that.
But that is the crux of the conversation. You people should also help us. Get dermatologists to this studio and teach us the kind of cream and soap colors to use. To be honest with you, you see, even this younger guy, between 10 and 18 years, if some of them work by you, my brother, oh my goodness me, you yourself, you thought it's a, you are the one that is having that kind of body odor. Some of them is so heavy and thick that it will shock your nose. Some of them is so bad that I think the thing has stuck to your clothes like a perfume. I think we need professionals that will help us. To a large extent, most people don't used to have their bath before they leave the house.
Hello, hello, off your mic. Hello, off your mic. Off your mic. Hello, this network is not. It's not clear. It's not clear. It's not clear. This that speaker. Hello, hello. Okay, all right. Wow, look at that. Wow. Okay. All right. WhatsApp 0909-030-6416 0809-030-6416. That's why you send us your messages, and also facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. The taxi smells that we have. What exactly is the problem? Do we need to force taxi drivers to clean their taxis more? Somebody said we should arrest people for smelling. I don't know if that can actually, you know, work. You know, do we arrest people for smelling now? Wouldn't that lead to more corruption when the police just say, hey, I charge you for smelling? That might just go wrong. I see a lot of wrong happening. Hello, Port Harcourt. 93, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, Jude, listen to me carefully. I think the government should constitute an odor task force.
Okay, now because...
And ensure that they have bags of deodorant, body spray, all manner of body spray with them. And they should just hit the street. The way task force should be harassing, they should be harassing people and be dashing them rollers and the body spray. Like, hello, come.
Hello.
Please, take. Oh, yeah, go. Hey, you come. Back. You take. All of them, I'm going to take one. Honestly, if they do that this Christmas, your topic will make sense. So if they are listening, please do convert for it. Thank you.
Oh, my. Hello, Potako. Good morning.
Hello, Jude.
Good morning.
It's here. This matter. So safety should do their work very well, including the police or even this task force. Not only to catch and violate traffic rules only, or bus stop rules. You are a driver, your glass should be able to wind up, which is waterproof, to cover your glass. And then when the rain enters the motor, inside the car, you will not soak the foam.
And it starts to smell.
When you see the smell, one day I was telling one, you know there was a cockroach inside the tank.
Oh, yes. I've experienced that.
Cockroach. Even if it's a centipede.
Oh, my goodness.
Can hide under the so-called foot mat. Foot mat that came with the car. Over 15 years in that same cow, they don't change the foot match. Even sometimes, can buy this tapia or Zambo. Clean your car very well. But then those who are driving cars that are not built to them, they drive it anyhow because they don't have the calculate from them any time. You know, then some tanks are not roadworthy at all. Then after thing, you then buy air freshener, put in your car, you know. So this should be checked on our route, you know. And so the fact is that, you know, you have to go to the new clothes. Old clothes can wash it very well, you know. You wash it again, you know. Once I enter water from soap, the water will go away, the water will start to go away. You just cool and lazy. You know, that last week we are talking about mental evaluation.
Mm.
People should be mentally evaluated before they do some kind of things. You know, yeah, everything good. Don't evaluate people when they talk, the way they talk, or they shout. You take them, let them say, ah, what's wrong with you? They are mentally evaluated. I'm telling you the truth. So I have a ready, identified thing. My name is Bob. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bob, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
This is the cream from Wobrego. I'm a music rapper. I've been listening to this conversation since, and it's so much interesting because not be the taxi driver. Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes.
Not be the taxi driver, that's the problem. Sometimes, now passenger will enter the motor.
It's okay.
And if the passenger cannot afford that person people are talking about, or good soap, because in the bag, you're going to chop, and you cannot get good things, go outside, and you're hungry inside you, it's unfair. You understand?
Totally
so
understand.
Now, things are too cost. And even when you try to buy the fuel, it's not original. We'll get everything wrong because the government, the tax, and everything is too high. And we know all fingers are not equal. So if this can be handled, it's not by arresting them or maybe making tax force. No. You cannot force somebody to do what you don't like. But if we are all happy, you know, if the government are doing well, everything will move well. We can put something of our own choice because everybody needs maintenance, which I know. Everybody needs to do maintenance. Body maintainer, but there is no money. We cannot afford the things that are required for that. So at least the government will come down, price of the things will fall down. Everybody will know what to do and do it by themselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So many angles to this conversation. Hello, Port Harcourt. 20.3. Good morning, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Did I experience this? I got this experience one day. Hello?
Yeah, but listen to you, please.
There's a day a policeman stopped me at the checking point, and I stopped. He found out that my paper was not complete. He now entered the car, and my car was wind up. Jude, inside the car, I came out there, I threw up.
Oh, my God.
The policeman was asking, ah, what happened? Are you not okay? I said, yes, sir, yes, I'm not okay. He came down and said, ah, my friend, go and treat yourself now. Immediately he left, Jude. I wind up my car. That's when I was free.
I'm sorry. He said that's when he was free. Okay, we need to go for a break. We'll go for a break when we come back. I did not expect to hear these stories and these angles to the subject matter of smells in our cars, in our taxis. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Okay. welcome to the smelliest. No, it's not. No, it's not the smelliest. I'm just joking. But yes, welcome to Port Harcourt. Hello, Port Harcourt. Welcome to where we have cars that smell. And then people apparently have different reasons and suggestions as to how we can remove the smell and how the smells even got there in the first case. Now, I use taxis a lot every single day. You know, even when I will get a car, definitely, I'll still like to take taxis because sometimes you don't want to drive. You're probably too tired to do so, you know, and there are smells from kerosene smells to diesel. I personally think the diesel smell is the worst because the diesel smell can linger on your purse, not just even on your clothes, for at least a day or two. So how do we get us to become more considerate with the smell issue? Some say it's the passengers. Some of the passengers don't bathe. Some of the passengers don't bathe when they come in. Some have said it's the taxi drivers. They don't treat the cars right. They don't clean them properly. I've had experience with cockroaches in the car as well. Ooh, how many of you have actually had a rat in the taxi that you were in? Oh boy, Port Harcourt is an amazing place. 017-923-0002, 017-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Thank you. How are you this morning?
Very well. Thank you for joining us, please.
Thank you very much for this topic you brought up this morning, my dear. Some people can be very smelly. Unfortunately, they don't know the smell that much unless it's time. Can you hear me?
So how do you tell your fellow passenger, sister, you are smelly?
Yes, I do. The other day, I was coming back from work. Honestly, we were three at the back seat. My brother, when the third person entered, and even in the man in the middle, the expression on his face, I knew that he perceived what I did perceive. So, thank God, this man came down. Two of us were there. She's a girl. Thank God, she got to the junction where I am to come down. We both came down, and I called her. I said, "Baby, how old are you?" He told me. I said, "Please, go to any shop and get Nivea. Nivea is just 700 or 1,000."
Hello?
Hello, are you there? And I told her, please help yourself. And she said, thank you. Most persons don't bath properly before they leave the house. I don't know why they're in a hurry. Most persons don't take good care of it. It's not about having much money or whatever, my dear. With Premier, you can bath well. Without this 50 naira soap, you can bath very well. It's a unique basin. It's not about expensive soap and expensive deodorant and whatever. It's just simply. And if in case you meet somebody like that, kindly call the person and tell the person, do this and do that, and we'll help them to be looking good and be smelling fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Kindly, she said. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Chinedu. Good morning.
This is Jude. Good morning.
Jude. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Oji Andy, and I'm calling you for Harcourt.
Welcome.
Yeah, Jude, I think... first of all, I want to say a very big thank you to coronavirus, which is COVID-19.
Okay, no.
Because the introduction of nose mask has a long way. Yes, has a long way to go. Do you know what I do? I drive, but any day I'm going on a public transport, I make sure I use my nose mask. Yes, some persons might say that the pandemic is no more much on the people, as the case may be. But me, I feel I should wear it. Anytime I'm entering any keke, I put it on. The only person I feel I can talk to when I'm not with my nose mask should my mom and dad and my siblings, because I am very sure they are also helping themselves. Yes. So what I'm saying is this. People will definitely smell. I am telling you the truth, because you can't put it out from outside anything that has to do with human beings. One, people sweat. And most of the people that drive those keke and taxis are people that drink and smoke. I drink before and I smoke. Do you know why I stopped it? I had to stop it because after drinking and smoking, I begin to see myself not going close to people that I'm supposed to go close to.
Close to,
so
yeah.
I think everybody, knowing yourself, definitely people will smell. But please, nose mask is going to help a long way for you to perceive anything anywhere in the public transport, in the public place, in the bank. Just put it on.
Oh, in the
bank. At the end of the day, you leave there and go away.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. On Facebook, Chile Edu says, we must learn to be our brother's keepers by letting people know when they are smelling or when their cars are smelling. Stephen Aegis says, yes, the smell of some cars can actually make one throw up, while on the other hand, some smell so good, they make one feel comfortable. Aegis from Lagos. From Lagos. I totally agree. There have been some taxis I've gotten into, you know, the person just washed the car, you can actually see the air freshener strip, you know, on the dashboard, and I compliment the person, say, oh God, you're maintaining your car. It really does set nice. Suoyo Mark says, good morning, Jude. Sometimes I consider the smell, but sometimes I don't. All right, WhatsApp here, 0809-030-6416. Matthew says, honestly, there should be a ministry for body health and control to checkmate these things, because it's getting worrisome. I've been a victim of the odoriferous saga for too long. My nose is very sensitive and it's not even helping matters. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. There was this guy who was sat next to me last week in the bus. He smelled so bad, I had to beg him to follow me to the market. I bought him new clothes, perfume, deodorant, soap. His boxers was, oh my God, Corona would live there. I did the little I can with my last card because he wanted to send me to my early grave. Hello, Port Harcourt. 23, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yes. Concerning this topic this morning, I think the state or federal government is a set panel of inquiry.
Wow.
To look into what the root cause of it and so far a solution to it.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe Governor Wike can help us, you know, set up a panel of inquiry to look at why some taxis have an odoriferous ambience about them, you know, in Port Harcourt. It's worrying. I have encountered bed bugs on commercial buses. It was terrible. Okay, so these things are becoming health concerns. Now, this is a health hazard. Good morning. You say you never handle area boys tax force finish. You want to create body odor tax force. I beg, for me, in this case, all I think is that will be rightfully done to us, the drivers and conductors, with passengers with due respect. It's to create a body odor awareness advert on radio and TV for drivers and their conductors. Then you see the passengers won't pick up. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea, you know. So it's not a bad one, I have to admit. Hello, Port Harcourt. 23, good morning.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I was like that many people don't shave their armpit.
Oh, so I know.
And a lot of drivers and artisans, they don't wash their clothes. They repeat their clothes. You understand? They repeat their clothes. They don't wash it. You can't wear clothes for 5 days and you think you will not know. Irrespective of the perfume you put, you still smell. I think they should have about 2 or 3 clothes they can be using for a walk.
Mm.
And even some passengers too. They don't wash their clothes. They use it after I'm going to market.
Okay. Yes, that's true. The knockabout outfits, let me just wear the shirt. I'm market now, nobody's looking at me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for your contributions. This is a very fascinating aspect to this. Who would have thought it? So, you mean people have been experiencing these smells and people have been keeping quiet all this while? Oh, gee. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good. Good morning.
Good morning.
You see this stuff about smell, it can be crazy.
Mm.
I believe that's why they call it offensive odor.
Oh, offensive.
You might be just out there having a swell type, a good day, and someone shows up with this offensive odor and ruin your day. I had this experience while driving down to Uniport, and I saw it was raining. So I wind up and I saw some ladies stranded. So I decided to give them a lift down to Uniport since they are going the same way.
Hero,
to be honest with you, that's one of the ugliest experiences I've had this year. It was raining, I can't wind down. I'm using the AC and the place is smelling. Like, is it that they didn't take their bath or something? I just don't get it. I regretted that, and that made me, I don't give lift anymore for any reason. I just drive my way down and ignore, instead of having a bad day from helping someone out. I think it's a really ugly experience, and people should really do something about it. It's not nice at all.
Oh, it's not nice. All right, thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt. Sorry about that. It's not nice at all. Nobody wants to carry, you know. It's not nice. Otumba Benjamin says, I met a young man in a hotel where I lodge in Lagos. Man, the odor, it's a girl. The odor from that girl, something else. Really? Oluwa Lagba Sahid says, most times I do not consider the smell of a car. My thought is always to get to my destination on time. Yeah, I totally understand. In fact, a lot of the times it's all about get there. You know, maybe you're trying to get a client or you have a meeting. You know, you want to be on time. You know, so you may just not take note of the smell, but there are some smells. Look, even if you're hurrying to collect a million naira, it will shock you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome.
All right. This is T.
Welcome.
I actually want to share my experience. I'm actually a boat driver.
Okay.
And two experiences on the positive and on the negative concerning the smell. Now, a lady actually booked for a ride, and as soon as she came into the car, you know, as a boat driver, you need to wind up, your AC has to be on, and so everything, the both of you have to share it inside. So as soon as she came into the car, dude, the atmosphere of the car changed. And I was like looking for a way to breathe. I was choked. Like completely choked, but I couldn't do anything about it, and I managed to actually drop that off. That was one experience. Now the other one is this: I want to beg some ladies, when they are doing their makeups, they actually should try to finish whatever they are doing at home before maybe booking for a ride or getting out. Now a lady booked for a ride and came into the car. As soon as she came into the car, we started the ride. As the journey begins, she now opened her bag, brought out some bottles, and then napped it at her hand, and then rubbed it. The next thing, I think that she brought the second one, she brought the third one. Dude, I said, the whole place was like putting you inside a chemical container and locked container. I'm telling you the truth. So I have to wind down my side of the glass. It wasn't still okay. I have to wind down my own. So it's like, other, why are you winding down now? I said, ma, I am choked.
Yeah, true.
She said, oh, sorry. And I kept quiet. I drooped for a while. So the breeze now came in and then circulated everywhere. And the atmosphere was fine before I actually tried to wind down. So on the positive and on the negative, in as much as you're trying to smell good, we should try to do our makeup at home. You know, those things are chemicals. When you spray it in a confined environment, it toxifies the atmosphere. But if you're doing it at home, before you come out, you smell. In fact, I picked a lady, as soon as she came into the car, I told her, I like your smell. It was smelling nice and wow. In fact, the air fresher in my car was inferior to her smell. So I thought I was smelling nice. Wow. You know? So these are all my experiences. And in the taxi aspect, I think a lot of people have to do things about their deodorant and then their body spray to actually cope and help other people when you're going out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Help other people when you're going out. Wow. Didn't expect to have these people with these challenges. Okay. All right. Good morning, Jude. Have you noticed the kind of smell that comes from a lady's hair? From yummy. See, that's a heavy. What are you saying? Are you saying our ladies they're smelling hair?
Exactly.
What's going on? I have not experienced it. I cannot lay claim to this accusation here. Jenny May is saying women have smelly hair in taxis. It's a terrible experience. Wow. You will not believe the things I need to be hearing this morning. All right, 0809-030-6416. That's WhatsApp and Telegram. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. That's a female caller line. And get onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info. PH. Biobele says, my brother, some taxis in Port Harcourt smell like waste beans. I almost throw up anytime I join such vehicles. Hey, it's a huge problem. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, a very interesting topic this morning. Anyway, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Thank you for joining us, please.
Yeah, if you notice, over time I have come to see and check, and I've drawn my own conclusion. I try to be corrected.
Yes.
The ladies that fix their nails, majority of them often smell an awesome smell. Because when they are cleaning up, by right, they are supposed to, you know, wash all the lumps with their fingers and all that. But when their nails are fixed, how do they penetrate all those areas to clean up? So they normally just throw it. And those areas remain very much open. And then odors emanate from all those areas. Just like one contributor said, I had to pick people around the little junction one time like that because I felt, if I'm driving empty and I see people stranded, I could be a good Samaritan. And I regretted ever doing it. Because the lady that sat in front of the car with me, the odor was repugnant. I mean, I regretted. I was just gasping for her.
Is that you?
Oh, yes. So.
It's a problem. Did not realize you guys were having so much of a trouble with females and smells in cars. Someone here is saying the hair, Jude, a lot of the ladies don't wash their hair. I cannot answer this question. I cannot even join this conversation because I've left the building. I've left the WhatsApp group because I don't have hair. And I really don't know what to say to this, really. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you. Please, what I say to people, when you are condemning ISIS, Haiti, and all of this, do you expect us to be buying maybe better to overcome your world? When government cannot provide job, somebody manage them to get the one that you can afford. You went and exercise and be condemning it. Please, people should stop condemning other people's work.
It's not. I don't think it's just the work that can. I mean, someone's saying, we know things are hard, but can't you make it clean? Yes, people have to make a living and make a decent living at that. Let's see now. Before we wrap up this morning, a lot of ladies these days don't know how to take care of themselves. Jude, that's Otumba Benjamin. That's on Facebook. Message here saying, it's not a lie, Jude. Many of the girls who look very fine, when you get into the taxis with them, they have a bad smell. Sometimes I think it's the hair, but I don't know. But I'm suspicious. That's James. He says he's suspicious. He thinks it's the hair. Good morning, Jude. Body odor is something people that have it don't take note of it, both male and female. From experience, some guys don't use deodorant when they bathe or wash their clothes. It is not enough to take off the smell because of the sweat. For ladies, they carry their hair for too long, and when they sweat on their calf, the hair smells. Some ladies hardly change their bras. Yay! Wow. I didn't expect to read that. I didn't expect to read that. Okay, moving on. All right, so they carry their smell for so long. Some smelly cars, most taxi drivers hardly wash the cars. Imagine you were well-dressed and the person that joined you later in the vehicle is sweating and smelling. He will carry the smelling body and hang on you. Even when you are just a little, they still come close. Okay, all right. The truth is, if you fail to have a bath as a wind you are just being inconsiderate, not just to yourself. The worst most times are those that not taking care of their mouth and always wanting to engage in conversations with you. Daniel. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
We are sitting table over, it's good. it's not about condemning people. It's about doing things right in the right way. If you use that, put on dirty clothes and don't clean up yourself or brush your mouth, some driver will want to talk to you, conductor, about change. What you put out of your mouth there, it will cannot speak in your mouth. You need to wear the clothes.
Wow.
You don't know that bad men attract evil spirits. Bad men attract evil spirits. Good men attract Holy Spirit.
Oh, wow.
If you have, the one that I want to talk about this morning also is about those people that carry our foodstuffs. You see, when they carry it recently, come on the keke, carry it on the keke or taxi.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see them go in the morning, goat meat and beef.
I'm telling you, they carry the bag where they carry the goat meat. But they should put people that will help. What I mean, we are paying them money. They are not going to do the abattoir. We go and sell it, what I mean, and come into the market. People, every time, go to hospital, no need to treat them. Basically, all those things that in the market, how they convince them? I mean, Okada, I mean, Keke or taxi. They don't put people that in check with those people. That's why I like to go over here. I don't like to do all these things that you see, you tell me how you cook it. It has been dragged on the floor. Look, I'm telling you, like why sometimes I like Bola, but Bola has to go through fire. I'm telling you, I like to be bullet. The one that was roasted off and passed into fire.
You see it, yeah.
I'm telling you, the trans food. There's no the beauty of the fruit of the soup. What else I've gone through? Where else I've been taken from? Before you get to the consumer's table. How much food I have gone through also? Thank you. My name is Bob.
Welcome, Bob. Those are very pertinent issues that need to be sorted out. Jude, it's true. Many women wear bras for 2 weeks.
Please thank you.
Two weeks? The same bra? Anyway, I've left this group. I've left this conversation. You guys, take care of yourselves, please. Take it easy, please.